Welcome back, everybody. It's time for another episode of OC Spotlight. The only show that takes a look at the most amazing people doing the most incredible things right here in our own backyard. And today, well, we got a big one today. Well, not that the other ones were small, but this one is certainly in scope and size. One of the bigger events coming through Orange County of late. It's the SoCal Startup Day, Wednesday, February 26th. For those of you listening later as a podcast, we're taping this on the Wednesday the 12th, so we're a couple weeks away, and this is going to be a big one, so we wanted to get the founder, the creative force behind this on the show to tell us what, when, why this thing's coming here. So welcome, Stephen Silver. Hey, Stephen.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
So who in the heck is Stephen Silver, and why did you come up with this thing? And tell us the background, who you are and why and what this is.
Sounds great. Yeah, so basically I've been working in the Orange County community since graduating college, about 15 years now, and started out in venture capital working for one of the nation's largest angel investment groups.
In here, in Orange County or in Southern California here? Angel group.
They're actually worldwide.
Ah, okay. But because I'm always curious, I'll let you continue the story in a second, but angels are that mysterious, you know, secret force that we don't know who they are or how to find them, but they arrive magically at the right moment and support a company, and you don't know how they found you or how to find them.
It's more of the latter, I would say. It's a full-time job trying to get funding. So, yeah. It's one of those things that we wanted to help entrepreneurs get more exposure. So in my 10 years of working on sort of the other side of the investment, I guess,
world, yeah, right.
We really just wanted to be able to bring in entrepreneurs, bring in tons of startups, and create something unique and different than Orange County's really seen.
Well,
just a little bit of background.
Yeah, go ahead.
We started a company called Funding Post about 20 years ago.
Okay.
My partner Joe Rubin started it, and we've been running these events. This is going to be our 450-something event.
Wow.
And so we've been doing it for quite a while. But we really wanted to turn this event into something more about the community, less about, okay, Funding Post is doing an event. So our goal was in doing this to partner with all the different organizations from Tech Coast Angels to Tech Coast Venture Network, Octane, UCI, UCLA, UCSD, and all the different schools.
And a million other Incubate USC's even here, and Clean Tech Council, and WeWork, and GigaSavvy, and oh my goodness, you got a who's who of who really counts here in the county here, even around the area.
Yeah, we've been working for 6 months to try to bring all these people together, and it's turning out great. We have already 600 attendees registered.
600 people. So what? Tell us. I'm trying to wrap my head around. If for those who are going to show up at SoCal Startup Day, Wednesday, February 26th, it's at Hangar 244 at the Great Park. I take it that's one of the big hangars left over hanging around at the Great Park there. So
that's
it's a
right.
Big space at a cool place right in the middle of the county here. What are they going to see during the day?
Well, we've got a full day starting at 12, going all the way till 8 p.m. We've got all sorts of speakers. We have fireside chats, and we have three different panels. The first panel is going to be a community panel, so we're bringing together TCVN and Octane and a bunch of these organizations like OC Startup Council and a few other guys. And basically, we're going to be talking about what they do, how they help the community, and what other people can do to get involved.
Because as much as they don't see it, I tell them all the time, every one of those groups has been in here, the Tech Coast Angels, Octane, the Orange County Startup Council, all of them have been here in the studio, and I tell them all this after go off the air. I say, you know what? Everybody thinks you're like just some mysterious force. They don't know who you are or how to reach you, and they say, well, we don't want to be like that. We don't want everybody to flood us with proposals, but at the same time, we don't want to be a secret society. And mm-hmm. yet, to a certain degree, they are. And so all the rest of the world that wants to be entrepreneurs or has an idea, or those that have actually started something and want to take it to the next level, boy, unless you know the secret handshake or the right person to introduce you, it's hard to get to meet any of these people.
it could be true. I mean, it could be difficult, and that's why we're here. So
good.
We're also going to be having lunch. We've got some great food. We have Orange County's number one food truck. That's Tacos El Gringo serving lunch.
Is it really? Okay. Yeah. All right. And food then, trucks are where it's at these days. You got to have food trucks there.
That's right. And we've got Beyond Meat. They're sponsoring our dinner section. So
Beyond Meat. Okay. Well, that my wife would be happy. I take it something that's vegetarian in basis here, right?
We'll have to rate it when I see you there.
Okay. All right. So you got some good stuff there. But hundreds of people are going to show up, and they're going to hear what? They're going to hear panels talking about how to get started. They're going to give you some sense of the community resources that are out there, and you get a chance, the rare chance, to shake their hands or slip your card into their palm and say, call me. I got a great idea here.
That's right. That's absolutely right. We're also having a VC panel, so that's sort of later stage funding. We've got some really great VC speaking. And then finally, we're going to do an angel panel, which is sort of
early
a showcase
stage.
Of all the different angel groups locally here, and you're going to get a taste of what each angel group looks at investing in their process and how to apply to them and that sort of thing.
I hope they all sell the point that I heard this a couple of years ago, and I tell this to people all the time, anybody who's interested. I have had a rare chance to meet many of these groups. Not all of them, but a lot of them have come through the station here. Tech Coast Venture Network, certainly, and Tech Coast Angels, and some of the bigger, well-known ones, well as some smaller ones. And all of them say the same thing. I assume that the best idea and the best pitch deck wins. And they're like, well, that might open the dialogue, but we're betting on the jockey as much as we are on the horse. We're investing in people. We assume that the idea is going to morph and change. We want to know if you're changeable, if you're adaptable, if you're passionate about this, or you're just going to bail on us the first rough moment patch you hit. Talk a little bit about that. I don't think they do a good enough job explaining what they're looking for.
Yeah, it can be tough. I mean, being an entrepreneur by itself is tough. You're not getting paid a salary when you start this thing, right?
Right.
They want you to be full-time and not take any money.
Totally committed, right?
It's a tough ask, but that's a testament to what a true entrepreneur is. I just had my business partner made the leap of faith, and she's going full-time now and raising capital right now in Orange County. She's going to be there pitching with a company called RX Bra, and it's a lingerie company that has done pretty well on its own with no marketing dollars spent. But she is the most tenacious founder I've ever met in my life, and I'm so lucky to have her as my business partner, Rachel McCreary. She'll go out there. She's been pitching four different angel groups this week. She's doing another four next week, and you just have to be relentless. So she has no salary. She's full-time, and that's what this is about. We're raising capital so we could pay her, we could pay other salespeople, and really use this funding for growth. And I think that is a great way of explaining that, answering that question, because what are investors looking for?
Yeah.
They're looking for not an idea by any means. They're looking for something that has proven traction and product market fit. And to do that, you have to build something first. And that's what takes, you know,
proof of concept,
initial money, your seed capital.
Right. Everybody's got an idea, and that's where angels can come in. That's your friends and family or other angels that arrive to rescue you and give you a little money for that proof of concept, that early stage startup, to get you going, to prove to somebody bigger that you can do this. And then from there, you get picked up. If you get big enough, the VCs, now they want scalability. They want something. They're not going to fool around with little stuff. They want big stuff here for the most part here. But that varies by industry and VCs. Everybody's got different things. So I think there is, Kerry Ransom, who does a show with us here, Accelerate OC. I know he's going to be a speaker on one of your panels here. And he has a VC studio here that he just opened up in Costa Mesa. And he does a show with us. And the purpose of the show is to try and show everybody who the players are and to report what's happening in the community here, because we don't even have a common place to go hear from each other and hang out. He brings in people all the time to raise $300-400 million, and I never even heard of them because they live in a separate little world. They're in gaming or they're in medical devices, and I'm not in that little private club, so I don't know anything about them. But the bigger ecosystem, the bigger community of people would benefit if we all, even if we just celebrated each other's success, even if we just made each other aware of what's happening out there, maybe it would provoke a conversation or a connection that might not otherwise happen. And that seems to be missing in this county, perhaps because we're so big, we're diverse, we've got lots of different industries. We're not all compact on Sand Hill Road and one street up in Silicon Valley where we're all lunching together and bumping into each other. There isn't that happy happenstance that seems to happen in other places here.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think of all places that I visit, we put on these conferences nationwide. I think, and Orange County really holds a special place in my heart, and that's why we wanted to do this there. But of all the places, I think Orange County is doing a much better job thanks to, you know, your radio show and Orange County Startup Council and TCVN all pulling
together. We're all trying to get the word. We're all trying to create a place and a space where people can connect, where they can share stories, where they can meet each other, you know, networking on steroids, where we're not just, yes, we need some physical places to bump into each other, but we also need to start by understanding what's taking place here, what people are doing, where what people are looking for, who the investors are, who the players are. All of that is still somewhat mysterious, and I think it's held Orange County back despite our size. We had somebody in the other day on Carrie's show, and he was, I think, Octane, the big accelerator startup group.
I think JC.
I might have been JC. I forgot who. And he was basically saying how hard it was, even with that recognition, to raise money in the community. 90% of what they had raised of the 10 or 20 million or whatever they'd raised, they had to go elsewhere. What a shame. It's like, isn't there money here? Aren't there people interested? Of course there is. But again, people sort of live here and invest elsewhere. They're not sort of sourcing locally, meeting locally, maybe because they just don't have a place to go and hang out. This event could be one of those places where they go and bump into each other, right?
That's really our goal. And we're planning on doing this once a year. You know, next year, hopefully we'll bump it up to the next biggest hangar at the Tustin Airport base.
Yeah, I like that. That really,
that one out.
Yeah, wouldn't that be cool?
It's going to be a great day. We've got about 200 investors already showing up. You know, if you can't make it the whole day, not a big deal. You know, just tickets are only $35, so it's affordable. It includes, you know, your lunch, your dinner. It includes a open bar for the evening cocktail party.
Oh,
so
my goodness. Well, you got
really
my attention
that.
There. Can't beat that. Now, are you going to have a pitch competition? Are people going to get a chance to stand up and pitch their ideas here?
That's right. So we have 40 exhibitors that are basically going to be doing this pitch competition. We're going to do two groups of 20, the top five of those, which will be voted through our app at the event. The investors will all get to vote. The top five will go on to our finals, and there's actually over $85,000 worth of prizes that are going to be given away to the top three winners.
Wow, these are in-kind prizes like services or actual prizes like computers or something? What are you giving away?
So we're building out that. We've got a few more weeks, but as of now, we're talking, for example, GigaSavvy is giving away a $20,000 branding and marketing consulting prize.
Wow.
So that's quite a large prize. And, you know, just legal services. So our law firm donated $15,000 worth of legal services to the winner.
That's a biggie. You got to get it protected. You got to know what you're doing if you're going to get some idea here. So lots of cool stuff. So let me see if I could summarize this. For 8 hours over at one of these hangars on a Wednesday, you're going to assemble 500-600 people, including lots of investors looking for new ideas, lots of startups looking for seed capital or maybe some acceleration capital or something to take them to the next level. You're going to bring these groups together. You're going to have panels from all the big organizations here trying to promote more startups here in this community, and you're going to feed them with food and booze and let the magic happen here.
That is right. That is the goal. we're going to have to manage this one. We've got a really tight schedule, but I think everybody will be having an incredible time, and it should be a hit.
What do you guys get out of this? Is this a profit maker for you, or are you just filling a marketplace that doesn't exist, or is this altruistic, or are you hoping to find the next big thing yourself, or funding for something? Any or all of that? What's the play for you guys?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, I actually work and live now, and moved here 5 years ago in New York City, And I run a fund out here. And so we have a member managed angel fund, and mm-hmm. we're always looking for new deals. So it's a great resource for us and for all of the groups out here for us to bring in deals.
Right.
So that's something we've used
by putting on an event. You flush out the birds out of the field here. I'll use an old hunting analogy. You find them and you can decide if it's something you want to pursue here.
That's right. I'm going to have to use that one if I have your permission.
Yeah, sure.
But I did want to make a big announcement.
Yes, we love big announcements on our show. So again, we're doing this live today. It'll get turned into a podcast. I'm sure it'll be on your site, our site, and other places here. What's the announcement for this event? We got some late breaking news.
So we are on, what are we, February 12th.
Right, and a couple weeks away here.
About an hour ago, we just got word that we're going to be having Tim Draper as our keynote speaker.
Wow.
So we're really fortunate and grateful for
Fill everybody in up. So everybody knows who Tim Draper is. I do, but tell others who he is and give them a sense of what he's going to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, Tim Draper is sort of a legend in the VC space. Also the founder of Draper University, where he trains entrepreneurs and goes through his incubation process.
That's where I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, right. And he also runs a very large fund through DFJ, and now he has another fund as well. He's also he just partnered with, I think it's Draper, Gorman, Holm, and they have their new fund that they just launched. And I think the other two gentlemen are some young big guns that are really hungry and finding
what are
really
people looking for
skills.
Today? Here's a question I don't often get to ask these funds. I'd love the Tim Drapers of the world to tell me this. Are you all just looking for tech plays? Are you all looking for things that are super scalable? It starts with the software and it turns into a Facebook or Google or something here. Or are they looking for medical devices, gaming's big in the county here, cybersecurity, or good old-fashioned manufacturing? I'm going to make something. We had somebody in here the other day that was touting a new type of SSD, solid-state drive, and their take on it is they're going to put memory chips into the drive so it can start processing some of that data that you've got stored there. They're thinking giant things like streaming media services where suddenly they got to go find a file and it's stored in the cloud or someplace, and they've got to suddenly find that special version of it that's 4K or 8K or something instantly to, you know, pull it out and send it to somebody who suddenly just bought this. And that's all just running through one central process. And they're saying, what if they offboarded that processing down to the silly drives themselves, and they could be sorting and sifting some of this stuff on their own and processing it ready to go? There's a tangible product. Anybody looking for stuff like that anymore?
You know, I think there's a trend moving towards that. Not everybody's going to be a tech play, an internet play. There are tons of organizations and investors specifically in, you know, the healthcare space, especially in Orange County, and medical devices.
Real big here, yeah.
So that's big. You know, I'm looking through our exhibitor list right now. We've got Urban Workshop. They're actually a workshop in Costa Mesa. It's touting themselves as, you know, the biggest do-it-yourself workshop, or basically
interesting
physical product manufacturing incubator in the nation, in the world, and nobody's ever heard of them.
I've never heard of
them,
yeah.
They're a do-it-yourself workshop, basically a space you can go and build your products.
You know, I'll give you another interesting one. They were in here, I forgot the name of it now, darn it, but there's a commercial kitchen that is here in Costa Mesa, and it's just for... You're going to start a candy company. You're going to start an ice cream company or something. You need a little kitchen that you can experiment with and design these things and come up with it, or that you start there making your batches of candy and chocolate and stuff here, and then eventually you move to something bigger. That's where you start. It's a place to grow those kind of startup food businesses here.
And I love things like that. We've got a ton of consumer product exhibitors. You know, I'm looking down the list. We've got a TV platform. There's a toy for kids that teaches kids how to meditate.
A toy that teaches kids how to meditate. Okay, there's a wild one. There's a physical, tangible thing. Yeah.
Exactly. You could check that one out. It's a Good Luck Yogi.
I thought it'd be Yogi Berra, like Yogi Bear. Okay.
And everything, we've got a mental health mobile app. You know, we see it all, and it's interesting because something like I was speaking to you about my startup called RX Bra. It's a post-surgical lingerie company to help women feel better after surgery.
Boy, blood
circulation and helps women heal. We're even getting positive feedback from our investors. We've had three investors that are taking a serious look at us right now, and we're looking at closing part of the round by Friday this week.
Wow.
And so the facts of the facts, consumer product deals are getting funded. They're investors who typically invest in tech are taking serious looks at them, and we're a perfect example of that.
And I get the scalability of tech or internet stuff. You know, you write some code and then you turn it into a $1 billion business, and there's no people, and there's no products, there's no machining, there's no manufacturing. But everything can't fit into that world. We do still got to make stuff, even if it's a toy or a bra or something here. And too often I think those sort of startups get overlooked because they don't have the sexiness of the tech play. Wow, I don't know how many Googles we can create, but everybody's looking for the next one here. And too often they're overlooking.
From an investor perspective, listen, if, for example, one of our competitors in this space for post-surgical garments, they got bought out for $95 million.
Wow.
It happens.
Wow.
And you know what? If an investor puts in $100,000 and in 5 years that company sells for $50, $100 million and they make, you know, $5 million off of that $100,000, hey, I'll take that all day long.
Exactly.
It doesn't always have to be.
Exactly. You know, we're throwing away good opportunities because we're all looking for the grand slam, the next unicorn, the next once in a lifetime things here. And too often, I think there are many profitable, highly needed, highly desirable, positive things that don't get looked at enough. Maybe I'm wrong, but it just seems like in our rush to scale everything to the highest point, we sometimes lose that there's real opportunities. In a baseball analogy, you can't hit a home run every day, but you can sure win the game with a lot of singles and doubles here.
That's very true. And when you have a portfolio, whether you're an angel investor and you make your own portfolio, or you're a fund, the reality is, you know, 1 out of 10, getting the 1 out of 10 home run, that makes up the rest of their portfolio.
Exactly. Helps support a lot of other things that you're going to try here. Well, an interesting idea. Have you ever done this here before? Is this the first one?
This is the first SoCal Startup Day we've ever done. But, you know, every quarter we put on 4 different events in Southern California, running from San Diego, Orange County, LA, and then up to the Bay Area. We do that 4 times a year. This one we wanted to make special. You know, I've seen the community grow over the last 15 years as far as different organizations popping up, and it's traditionally been a very closed market where
very much so, yeah.
These groups just stay to themselves, and they want to keep their bundle, their list of people who come to themselves. And this event has broken everybody out of that box.
Good.
I have about 225,000 emails being sent out through our partners every week.
Wow.
Not including, you know, 800,000 that reach through Crunchbase. So it's been a true honor to work on this project. It's been a lot of work, but
can I give you one suggestion for next year?
Sure.
OC Startup Day. We're sensitive to being just part bundled in as part of the big SoCal scene here. I know that's the way the country sees us, but San Diego's a unique entity. LA certainly its own entity. Orange County has still struggles to be accepted. We don't get no respect, to say Rodney Dangerfield line here. And yet, we're the fifth biggest county in America, fifth or sixth. And there's a massive amount. You know, we've turned into a brand on our own, but we still struggle not to be lumped in with everybody else. We're something special, and we're something different here.
We definitely are. That's a good point. Maybe we'll switch it. I started it, believe it or not, as OC Startup Day, but we just got so much pushback. We had all our organizations in San Diego and Orange County, LA, want to be lumped in as
well. Sure, I get it.
So we kind of switched it halfway.
Well, maybe you got to do three events then. You got to do San Diego, then followed by, it's a road show from San Diego to Orange County to LA.
Next year.
All right. Well, that's where we're headed. So how do they find you? How do they get info? How do they get tickets?
Sure. So all the information's on SoCalStartupDay.com. We're selling all our tickets through Eventbrite. So on that website, you can get all of the up-to-date information. We've got the schedule on there, the agenda, different types of tickets. And,
Are there different levels, like an all-day pass to get you into everything, or different, or is it just one ticket and you're in for the whole day?
So general admission gets you everything. As far as lunch, you know, the full show, dinner, the open bar party at the end. There are VIP tickets.
You must be nuts to do an open bar. I mean, that's crazy. Oh my God, this is going to get insane here.
we might get a little too crazy, but hey, it's going to be fun.
Okay.
And then the VIP tickets are the other option. That gets you into the investor VIP lounge. So there's basically a area that we're quarantining off, and that's going to be where the investors can go in there, relax, get their emails. There's a separate bar in there, so it's just more access to network inside of the investor room. But you know what, they're not going to stay in there the whole time. Everybody's going to be walking around checking out the exhibits. We have a huge stage and lots of fun stuff planned, so to see you there. And
access is where it's at. We don't have access to capital. We don't have access to these people. You can't meet them. You can't find them. You don't even know who they are, much less get in front of them. Here's a rare chance. Take advantage of it. Come out and meet them. Hear from them. And maybe find that person, that match, that fit that you're looking for here.
That's great. I couldn't have summed it up better myself.
Well, we'll be there. We're trying to figure out how long we can be there, but we're going to be there capturing some interviews and coming back with information. As Orange County's only community radio station, as the home for Accelerate OC, the only startup show in the county here, we would be crazy not to be there. This is a rare chance to do it. I look forward to meeting you and to the rest of your team, and I wish you the best for the first, but not the last, SoCal Startup Days.
Thanks. That sounds great. I really look forward to meeting you, and thank you for what you do. I was not, you know, we haven't had anything like this that I was aware of in years for this radio show and what you're doing, what Carrie's doing. So thank you.
Well, we're all trying to find a way to tell the story, and it's, you know, the story's broken apart. The traditional media is in shambles. So certainly here in this county, the Register is struggles to survive, and the Business Journal has its little lane. We thought there was a place. There is no fifth biggest county in America, and there's no radio station in the county anymore here. So we thought we could fill that role in an online way, turn it into podcasts, which is a popular way to share stuff and get the word out. And that's what we're doing. We do about 27 different shows, and one of them is on Startup. So we'd be remiss not to support it and show our support for it. And again, to meet all the people there. Half the people you've got there I probably know, and the other half I want to know. So why not?
Well, it should be good. I really look forward to meeting you.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Paul.
Well, there you have it. Another example of things that you should know about, but you just don't, unless you tune into OC Spotlight each and every week here on Orange County's only community radio station, OCTalkRadio.net.